I had a chance to see the Tucker Carlson original piece that he did on Fox Nation. It was absolutely unbelievable. Of course, you know him as the host of Tucker Carlson Tonight on Fox. Tucker, good afternoon and welcome to Chicago, my friend.
Hey, Ray.
Hey,
I'm right here.
Hey, buddy, I got to tell you. On Saturday, Alderman Ray Lopez, who is in your Tucker Carlson original, your first one that you did, invited me down to his neighborhood. He said, Ray, you got to come down to the neighborhood. We're going to clean up the neighborhood and do a little community service. Because you and I both know that there are good and bad in these neighborhoods, and there's more good than there is bad. So I went down to help. And within 2 minutes of our first lot that we went to, a six-year-old girl that was with us in our cleanup crew found a loaded .380 pistol with one in the chamber and a loaded clip.
No way.
After that, after we're done cleaning up, we go back to the Alderman Lopez's office, and he gathers a group of us, puts the kids in another room, and shows us your series that you put together on this city. And oh my God, unbelievable!
And that Lopez is an amazing person. I hope he runs your city. I really do. I mean, he's just the most clear-thinking politician I've talked to in a long time. I was impressed.
You know what? And the thing is that this guy cares about his city. I don't know if there's somebody with a bigger heart in Chicago politics than Ray has for his constituents. And when you go down to this neighborhood, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's tough. It's tough. And I don't know if I'd come out of there on a Saturday night alive, to be honest with you. But it starts with doing things like we did. And why did you start with Chicago and explain to people the footage? Because when we hear about the crime here, I have never seen footage like you have on the original series you did on Fox Nation.
Well, there are two reasons. The first is that I love Chicago, and I think it's one of the most interesting, cool, just deep places. I mean, it's not Phoenix. There's a real culture of Chicago. It's old. The people who live there love it. They have their own food, their own way of talking, their own architecture. And I've always loved Chicago. My wife's from the Midwest. So that's the first thing. I hate to see Chicago decline. It drives me insane. Okay. And everyone moved to Orlando or some city that's not as cool as Chicago. So that's the first thing. Second, I have an old friend in Chicago. I have a lot of friends there, but I have an old friend there who sent us over 1,000 hours of closed circuit security cam footage. I can't say more than that from the city. And so when I go to Chicago, you know, I'm in Lincoln Park or wherever, I'm staying with friends or I'm staying in the Loop, and I, you know, you don't see what's happening on the South Side or other parts of the city. And this footage captures it, and it's just the most shocking. I mean, I was screening it with one of my producers, and my jaw was open. I couldn't believe that this was America. I mean, it was just a naked woman walking down the street, muttering to herself, people executing each other. I mean, just like full-blown lawlessness. And I thought, you know, this is not America. Like, we should bring this to light and demand better.
You know, there's a thing called condition and response. You're a smart man. You know what that is. It's like when we get into a hot tub, sure, it's hot when we get in, we get used to it. And I think we've been so used to the news cycle every morning, waking up. And again, just last night, a 13 and 14 year old, two teenagers shot on Chicago's South Side. They're in a local hospital, but it happens each and every day. But I talked about this to a fever pitch yesterday, and I played a lot of the audio. I mean, I went and I downloaded it. I paid for it. I'm like, goodness, we got to watch this. I'm making people watch it. But when you see what you show, I try to explain it as a mix between The Sopranos, The Godfather, and Straight Outta Compton. I have never seen this kind of video that I've seen on your original, and it's mind-numbing.
And so sad. I mean, it's just shocking. And especially in Chicago, which is just deserves better than that. And you feel like the people who run the city don't care at all. You feel like the mayor and the chief prosecutor don't care. The people are dying. The taxpayers are fleeing. That normal people of all colors are out. You know, they're moving to Indiana or Florida. And it's just Wisconsin in huge numbers. I was just in Wisconsin. It's filled with Illinois people. It just breaks my heart. But it doesn't seem to move them in the slightest. I mean, Lori Lightfoot may be, and I've spent 35 years in D.C., so I know incompetence in city government when I see it, may be the most callous, stupid mayor I've ever seen run a major city. And her exchange with Alderman Lopez is, for me, was one of the highlights. I mean, that guy is just a savage. And I assume he's like a liberal Democrat. I'm sure we agree on a lot, but I disagree on a lot. But I don't care.
Yeah.
That guy cares about his constituents. He cares about his city, and he fights for them like an animal. I'd vote for that guy for higher office.
See, now, there you go. And people can't reconcile that. You know, we put down the party politics and see a guy like Ray, who really, Tucker, what I say about Ray, and he loves it. I'd say he's got them, and they clank like pickle jars. And the exchange... The exchange you're talking about there is when they were having the city hall or the city council meeting. It was virtual. The city was on fire. He asked a question. She was going to roll on, and he's like, "No, you give me a bleep an answer. I deserve an answer," because his part of the city was being looted more than any at that time. And here's another thing I want to get your take on, because and we're all talking about this Adam Toledo video, 13-year-old kid, and all of a sudden Ray speaks the truth, and he tells you, okay, here's what happens. This is what happens when you they say if you hang around with garbage, sooner or later you're going to smell. If you're hanging out with gangbangers, bad things are going to happen. But nobody would come out and talk to the gang association that was involved in this. You had Luis Gutierrez, you had Mayor Lori Lightfoot, you had Governor Pritzker all coming out and say it's a shame that this teenage good boy gets shot. Why do you think nobody wants to address the issue? Because if we don't address it, it ain't never going to get better.
Hundreds of people are shot in Chicago. Hundreds. You never hear their names. The only reason they care is because of the racial dynamic. And that tells you how poisoned their brains have become. Who cares what the color of anybody is? That's not the point. We're individuals, each one of us. Our color is not relevant. What's relevant is how we're treated, whether we live or die, whether we're murdered in our teen years on the street. But they literally don't care unless there's a race angle that they can leverage to make themselves more powerful at the expense of dividing the country. I mean, these really are the worst people. Your governor, your mayor, Kim Fox in the prosecutor's office, these are people who should be nowhere near power. I really mean that, too. And it's just, and I think everyone who lives in your city knows that. And I just wish more people would say it out loud.
You know, the thing is in your original series that you did, you tackle two well-known cases that were dropped by the state's attorney. And when you see the repercussions from a guy that gets out of his cab, an Uber driver, round kicks a guy in the head, kills him, the family gets no validation on it. The guy leaves the country. Their father's dead because the case was basically dropped by Kim Fox, who says that, we gave up justice and we chose justice and safety. This is the quote. We chose justice and safety over law and order. And I just can't put together what the hell she's talking about.
She's just reading some talking point from the Soros-backed group that got her elected. I mean, that's all it is. I mean, Kim Fox is, taking orders from the people who put her there. And it's just amazing to me that some guy who isn't from Chicago, running some NGO that has nothing to do with Chicago, could come in and choose your elected leaders and then use them to wreck your city. And at some point, you think people are going to say, wait a second, I'm sorry, George Soros, you don't live here. You should have no control over who our prosecutor is. Back off. Like, say that loudly. And you're not allowed to say that, I guess. You're not allowed to criticize George Soros for some reason, but you should. Because he has no right to wreck Chicago. He's never even lived there. Like, what is this about? It's bizarre.
You know, it's when we're speaking, you know this is a very recognizable voice. This is Tucker Carlson. We're talking specifically about his Fox Nation, Tucker Carlson original, Tucker Carlson, host of Tonight on Fox. It's almost like George Soros is a villain in a Batman movie. You know, the guy that's going to come in and take over your town and just kind of make it bad, and there's nothing we can do about it. I just question what his motives are and why the undermining of law and order. It just makes zero sense to me.
Well, I think it's bizarre. And I know a number of people who know George Soros personally, and every one of them says George Soros is one of the smartest people they've ever met. Has good qualities, by the way. I mean, nobody is monochromatic. I think George Soros is probably a very complex person and certainly an accomplished person. But I cannot imagine why any person, Soros or otherwise, would want to let murderers out. And by the way, let gun criminals free at the same moment he's pushing gun control for law-abiding citizens? I mean, that may be the most ominous combination of efforts I've ever seen. So people who shoot the innocent with guns and violate gun laws, commit gun felonies, get out of jail. But if you have a gun at home to protect your family, you're the criminal. So what is that? I mean, seriously, like, ponder that for 3 minutes. What does that tell you? Nope. This is really dark. No, and I'm not a conspiracy nut. I'm a very optimistic, cheerful person by nature. But I'm just looking at the news and I'm thinking, what does this add up to? It adds up to something super dark, super dark.
Well, you know, what you did for Chicago is important. And my goodness, I just promote the hell out of it because people need to see it. You know, people need to see it. They because we've become numb to it. And when you see the, I guess, what's the impetus for somebody to call the police in Alderman Lopez's district or up on the north side or any of these districts where they know that these guys are going to get out maybe an hour, 2 hours later? I mean, you can commit a gun crime in Chicago and be out the next afternoon, this afternoon. How's it ever get better if we don't sit down and talk about it? And if we do talk about it, all of a sudden I get thrown the big R word and it's not for Ray. It's because obviously I'm a racist.
I mean, you know, if you let, I've been called a white nationalist for quoting Martin Luther King. So at that point, you realize it's not real. It's a form of social control. They're trying to make you be quiet. And if you allow them to control how you feel about yourself or allow them to silence you, that's kind of your fault. You know, okay, call me names. I don't care. I'm telling the truth. And every honest person of every color knows I'm telling the truth. And I don't care. And that's what I like about Lopez. The guy just doesn't care. And I don't know, and in a good way, he cares about the right things. He doesn't care about the opinions of mediocrities like Lori Lightfoot. I can't believe she's your mayor. And he does care about the lives of the kids who live in his district. So, like, why not make that guy mayor? I'm serious. Why not recall that buffoon who's wrecking Chicago, driving all the productive people into Wisconsin and Florida? Seriously, she has no right to wreck the city. It's not her city. And then put in Lopez, who actually cares. I think that would make a huge difference.
Well, you know what? I call him Mayor Lopez when he's on the air. I always ask him when he's going to run. He's going to actually join me in the next segment to just talk about what we talked about. And buddy, I just want to thank you for your time. We are fans.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Oh. I really appreciate it.
And my goodness, I'm telling you, you have got to watch the original, the first one, his absolute first one. It's the Tucker Carlson original on Fox Nation. You did a heck of a job. I mean, I hate to say it. This is my town and I love it here, but somebody needed to do it and you did it, man.
Thank you.
All right, Tucker.
I'm grateful for that.
We'll watch you tonight. Have a great day, pal.
You're right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. That's my old pal, Tucker Carlson, right there.